Representative Mark Radcliffe of Black River Falls is sponsoring a bill that would require inmates to pay a $2.50 copay each time a prescription is filled for them. He says besides saving money for the state, it would teach convicts an important lesson.
Teaching somebody while they're in prison that not everything is free in life might be a good lesson for them to learn, so that when they do get out, they don't expect that the rest of their days in society are going to be free. If they don't have the money, they're still going to get the meds, okay? They'll just have to pay it back.
But the health director for the Department of Corrections says implementing a copay system will cost more money in computer software upgrades than it would save. Speaking at a hearing on Radcliffe's bill, James Greer also said because many inmates wouldn't be able to afford the copay, they might stop taking medications crucial to their health.
Offenders with significant mental health diagnosis may stop taking their medications, which would increase the risk of self-harm in addition to safety concerns for DOC and other offenders.
Greer says there are now almost 8,000 inmates, or 35% of the prison population, who have a significant mental illness. He also says even inmates who work in prison earn on average less than $40 a month. They are already required to pay $7.50 for each doctor's visit. He says in terms of a percentage of their income, that's equivalent to a registered nurse who makes $28 an hour, paying $1,000 for going to her doctor's office. The proposed prison drug copay would also apply to county jail inmates. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.